Grace and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you look over to your right, to the second stained glass window from the front, you'll see a very famous image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd carrying one of his little lambs in his arm while an older sheep walks beside him. The shepherd leads his little flock among the rocks, searching for safe pasture land. In his right hand, he holds a shepherd's crook with which he will protect his sheep from the predators who would steal them away. Now, this image doesn't exactly take its cue from our gospel reading today from John 10, verses 1 through 10, but rather from the passage which immediately follows, the verse that immediately follows, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." However, these two are very closely connected, obviously, since the one comes right after the other. And our gospel reading also employs other pastoral imagery, that of the shepherd of the sheep and the door of the sheep. I want you to think about this image of Jesus tending his sheep while we talk about what it means that Jesus is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, the shepherd, of course, calls all of his sheep together. That is very beautiful imagery, that the shepherd loves his sheep so much, the sheep hear his voice, and he brings them together when the sheep wander off. Now, his sheep are not just those who are in the sheepfold with him at the time. His sheep, his flock, includes more sheep, more that are wandering astray and whom he calls and returns to himself. After all, he says in verse 16 here, "I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock, one shepherd." It is amazing to think that the shepherd calls his flock together and his sheep hear his voice. Now, he uses many different means to call them together. Of course, the shepherd uses the Holy Spirit. Our shepherd Jesus uses the Holy Spirit to gather the flock together. He speaks to them in his word. He washes them to make them clean in baptism. He feeds them with his own true body and blood. He does all of these things to gather the sheep together into that one pen. He calls out to his sheep, and the sheep hear and respond. Now, as his sheep, of course, we know that there are many voices that are calling out to us. The world and its pleasures call out like a siren, trying to lure us into their false delights, trying to lure us away from following the Good Shepherd. Now, the world would, of course, be delightful at first, but it would only lead to ruin. The culture around us speaks with thousands of different voices trying to attract us into following after it. And yet, again, those voices only lead us astray and lead us into heartbreak and despair. The devil and his angels are always standing beside us, whispering falsehoods and half-truths into our ears, trying to cause us to wander away from following the Good Shepherd. However, Jesus says that his sheep do not recognize those voices. Now, they certainly sound appealing, and they can certainly lure us away, but those voices are unfamiliar. The sheep do not recognize. Like your pet that is deathly afraid of strangers but will walk up to you without a care in the world, the shepherd's sheep know and recognize the voice of their shepherd. The sheep hear the voice of the shepherd, and they follow after him whenever he calls to them, so that they respond to his voice and he leads them in safety. And this really is what we see in our first reading today from Acts chapter 2. We see what it means to follow where the shepherd leads. That the disciples devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of bread and the prayers. All came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. They're selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. God was doing wonders and signs for them. They held everything in common. This is what it means to follow the Good Shepherd. That the sheep praise God, and because they praise him, they gain favor with all the people, and the Lord uses them to gather more of his sheep together. This also means that the shepherd protects his sheep from the predators. When we look at our gospel reading at verse 7, Jesus says, "I am the door of the sheep." That doesn't mean that he is an actual gate. No, that is what the door of the sheep is actually the shepherd. The sheep pens at that time were just rings of stone or wood which enclosed the sheep at night. The pen did not have a gate, and so the shepherd would actually lie across the entrance at night to guard it. Thieves might try to steal the sheep away, but the shepherd defends them. That is why he has his shepherd's crook, is to ward away those predators who would hurt the sheep. And in fact, our shepherd says that when the predators try to come and hurt us, his sheep, the shepherd loves them so much that he willingly dies to defeat the predators and to save his sheep. That is how much the shepherd loves them. Because the shepherd leads the sheep in safety, they follow him. This is an important reminder as we move from here into our daily lives, is that the sheep follow their shepherd. In John 10, verses 27 to 28, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me. I give them eternal life, they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." We have nothing to fear because the shepherd is leading his sheep. And when the shepherd leads, we are completely safe in following him. He leads his sheep in such a way that they call out to the other sheep to join them. And again, in Acts chapter 2, we see just how enthusiastic they are in their praise and worship, so that many saw their lives of faithfulness and praised God and joined them. And by our actions as well, we also call others to follow their shepherd. In a little bit, we will hear the confession of faith of some of these little lambs who belong to Jesus, who belong to the Good Shepherd, as we celebrate baptisms and confirmation. None of these children came here in a vacuum. They were brought in by the preaching and loving of church members, of family, and of friends. Many prayers have been spoken that these children would hear the voice of their shepherd and come to know and love and worship him. And now they will stand before the congregation and confess, either themselves or their sponsors on their behalf, the faith which they have in their God who called them by his voice and brought them into his fold. We praise God for calling to his sheep to himself and for using us to do it. May God continue to use this congregation to spread his gospel and call many to faith in the God who loves us so much that he gathers us into his pen and protects us from danger. For Jesus' sake, amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.